You are tuned to CJSF 90.1 FM on Burnaby Mountain. I'm Charlotte. Welcome to today's open mic, and our topic is Women in Negotiation, where we share practical science-based tools to help women ask with confidence, earn what we're worth, and open doors to the opportunities and resources we deserve, so we can give more back to our teams, our communities, and the world. If you're looking for more tools, a supportive community, or a private place to share what you are facing, come say hi at callmenegotiator.com. You can also connect with us there to get help or to share your knowledge or story with our audience. I'm glad you're here. Let's get started with some music.
I don't know. Doesn't feel right when you say the things that you do. I don't know why it doesn't feel right, how you always seem to hold the truth. It's your house, your time, your rules, your care you want to spend on you. I'm sorry if I'm fessed too much in the garden, the house.
Nobody, baby, I'm on your side. perfect host. Never would have left me starving. How about I imagine? Boy, our pipe was broken, now it's leaking. When we fought, we not speaking. Feeling like you upset with me. Never give you no reason. More than me to your liking. Oh, my next gon' think I'm broken.
Was Woman by Maya Cook and Your Side by Sankia. Both songs about knowing yourself and standing your ground. And speaking of standing your ground, today I want to share with you three strategies for women to ask for what we are worth without backlash. Salary negotiation for women. Three strategies to ask without backlash. Here's the thing about salary negotiation. Women are told to just ask, but when we do, we're often seen as pushy or demanding. So how do you negotiate effectively without triggering that backlash? I learned these three strategies that can change how I approach these conversations, and I now share these with professional women. First, frame it as collaboration, not confrontation. Instead of saying, I want X salary, try, I am excited about this role. Based on my research and the value I will bring, I was hoping we could land around X. Does that work for you? You're inviting them into the conversation, not issuing an ultimatum. Second, use data, not emotion. Don't say, I feel I deserve more. Say, based on X. Say, based on industry benchmarks and my 5 years of experience, the market rate for this role is between X and Y. Data removes subjectivity and makes it harder to dismiss your request. Third, create options, not ultimatum. If they can't meet your salary ask, negotiate for other things, signing bonus, flexible schedule, professional development budget, or an earlier performance review. This shows you're solution-oriented, not just money-focused. Remember, negotiation isn't about being aggressive, it's about being strategic. What's your biggest fear about negotiation? If you'd like to share your story or thoughts, go to callmenegotiator.com and leave us a message. I'd love to hear from you. Now, these strategies give you the foundation. But what happens when you've already proven yourself, when you've earned that promotion and the pay doesn't match? We will talk about that right after some more music.
Me vine a me correr.
Welcome back to CJSF 90.1 FM on Burnaby Mountain. I am Charlotte. You've been listening to Mar by Mar, Maria Usbeck, USBECK, and Foolish Pleasure by The Rocks and Dragonette. Those sounds remind us that sometimes the thing we want most require us to take a leap. And now, let's talk about a very specific situation many of you might face. Three steps to negotiate compensation when you get a promotion offer but no raise. Congratulations, you got promoted. But wait, your salary barely changed. This happens to women all the time. More responsibilities, same pay. Here's how to negotiate compensation for your promotion in three steps. Step 1. Quantify the additional value you will bring. Don't just say, I'm doing more work. Say, in this new role, I will be managing a team of 5, overseeing a $2 million budget and driving X initiative. That's a 30% increase in scope. Step 2. Research what this role plays in the market. Use Glassdoor, LinkedIn Salary, or Payscale to find the range. Then say, for a role at this level, the market rate is between X and Y. I am currently at Z, which doesn't reflect the new responsibilities. Step 3. Give them time to think, but set a deadline. Say, I'd love to discuss compensation for this promotion. Can we revisit this by a specific date? This shows you are serious, but not pushy. Here's the negotiation principle. Silence is power. After you make your ask, stop talking. Let them respond. If they say, we don't have budget right now, ask, when will we have this conversation? Pin them down. Have you ever been promoted without a raise? I want to hear your story. If you like to share, go to callmenegotiator.com and leave us a message. Now you've got these strategies. You know how to handle tricky situations like promotions without salaries, but there's one more crucial piece. The words we use, or more specifically, the words we need to stop using. Let's take a quick music break, and then I will share three phrases that will change how you show up in any negotiation.
This is Bird Note. What does an owl sound like? For a long time, author and illustrator Becca Rowland thought the answer was simple.
As a kid, an owl made one sound. Like, a cow says moo and an owl says hoo, and like, that was it. But very few owls actually make that noise. They have such a wide variety of sounds. They sound like a horse.
Like the eastern screech owl.
Or they sound like a kazoo.
That's the long-eared owl.
Or the barn owl, like someone absolutely screaming because they're being murdered. Like, it's a terrible noise.
These owls are among dozens of entries in Becca's new book, Bird Talk: Hilariously Accurate Ways to Identify Birds by the Sounds They Make.
If it sounds like a kettle whistling, it's a snowy owl. If it sounds like someone learning to play a recorder, it's a northern saw-whet owl. In your head, you think, I know what an owl sounds like, and then you learn that you don't. I love learning things that I thought I knew that were wrong.
Learn more about Becca's book, Bird Talk, at our website, birdnote.org. I'm Ariana Rimmel. Support for Bird Note is provided by Jim and Birta Fulkener from Seattle, Washington, and generous listeners around the world.
Please, warming up this hot, so cold, I'm melting, make it wet. Mi corazoncito quiere más, te deseo tanto. Llega, llega a tiempo, soy ovulando. Got me morning till I'm sore. Wrap my heart up in iron, but none no more. This icy bitch is getting born. When I feel the sun on my thighs, scream my name, I wanna hear you lie. In the field, the clover's got you fly. All day, want love in all ways. Plant them seeds, watch them grow. Never lose sight before them bloom. Bum, ba ba bum, bum. Get that sun like vitamin D, D, D.
You're my sunshine, baby, you grinding on my mind. We wine and dine, and I stay hungry, yeah, I eat. Need the receipt, check my body. My way, don't play. Not sending me thick, big bum, my sleigh. I stay, go make, had you eating on me like a pussy buffet. Should be kneeling first, pray to God. Then you hit the big reverse, it's a lot. Knowing that you do deserve the love that you think you do.
Let me put some on your plate. You gon' need more than just a taste. Let's get it on like Marvin Gaye. Chef boy came through, it's our day.
Like that, all could come in our way. Big pun appetite, the way that I hate.
God moving slowly, tight to be holding a bite full of glory. We stay fed, and I hope that you're hungry.
You better say grace when you taste, cause it's holy. Take your time close to the God moving slowly. Tight to be holding a bite full of glory. We stay fed, and I hope that you're hungry.
Again.